Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Jeremy Renner. My God, did he get fucked up? He has revealed that he broke more than 30 bones when he fell underneath the snowcat, whatever the thing is. It's basically a tank for the snow. 14,000 pounds rolled over him. Renner has revealed this. It left him in critical condition, required emergency surgery. The left part of his chest was squished. All of this shit here, you know, your sternum and those ribs that protect those vital organs. You know, they were like fucking silly putty when it was done. The dude was like, you know, like when you're driving down a street and you see at like the dollar store or some shitty car dealer, those crazy fucking men with air blowing through them and their arms are whipping all over, like you see out in front of like a car dealership to get your attention. That's what became of him. They were like whipping him around for entertainment purposes. Morning workouts, resolutions all changed this particular New Year's. The 52-year-old actor wrote in a social media post on Saturday, sharing a photograph of him receiving physical therapy at his home. Spawned from tragedy for my entire family and quickly focused into uniting actionable love. That's good. When you can drop those types of words, you know, that's dollar signs. When you can show a picture of yourself getting your rehab. Okay, this is all pre-planned. And you take a page out of the Damar Hamlin thing. Same thing. You gotta just say nice shit publicly. So when you do make the return, everybody is going to be in love with you. You're winning the room over. Okay? So this is all a strong, calculated PR move, and I applaud that because it makes everybody feel good. Look how many likes. 2,843,857 likes. Damar Hamlin, same thing. As far as we know, Jeremy Renner and Damar may not have even been injured at all. Unlikely, but that is a possibility. I'm just going to tell you that, you know, I did the same thing when I hurt my foot when I was using the chainsaw. You know, I did some flowery post about how I'm going to get through this. I got like 18 million likes. All I had to do was throw a couple of hearts in there and praying hands and you know, something like that. And then next thing you know, it goes around the world. People love that shit. So whether you're hurt or not, just say you are, and your life will take off in a good way. So this is all excellent. I applaud him. Again, we're not even sure that he was actually hurt in any way. I think he was. And then you got to write something like this. Renner thanked everyone for their messages and thoughtfulness. Now, he didn't read any of the messages. You just got to say that. Then he writes, these 30-plus broken bones will men grow stronger just like the love and bond with family and friends deepens. The Marvel star wrote, love and blessings to you all. But, if you put that out there, You know, he is typecast as Hawkeye. So what you do is you fake the injury, and then you post all this shit, and then, you know, all of a sudden you're going to get a job because they know that you're a bankable star. Renner, according to this, suffered blunt chest trauma and orthopedic injuries when he was run over by his unmanned snow cat. I wish we had video of that. Airlifted to the hospital, underwent surgery on January 2nd. Outside my brain fog and recovery, I was very excited to watch episode 201 with my family at home. Mayor Renner wrote in a reply to a post from the official Twitter account for his Paramount show, Mayor of Kingstown. You see, there you go. This is all about publicity. He's getting people to watch Mayor of Kingstown. Now, I had no idea he was even on that show. I don't know. I don't watch that show. He wasn't injured. Renner's update on Saturday prompted messages of support from the likes of model Heidi Klum, actress Jason Momoa, and Renner's Marvel co-star Chris Hemsworth. You're a champion, mate. We love you. And he misspelled your. So Hemsworth probably got $1 million and change just to post that. Megan has reached out to me. She writes, have you talked about how people think DeMar is dead and they're covering it up? I hadn't heard that. I know Bill and I touched on it a little bit yesterday, but that was in jest, kind of. DeMar dead conspiracy. I wrote Dahmer. Yeah, that's not the same thing. DeMar Hamlin, dead conspiracy. Oh, look at that, Megan. She's like a producer. She's like sending me the stories. Oh, yeah. This is what I talked about with Bill. How when he was... DeMar Hamlin had his hood on when he was clapping and cheering the Bills on, and you couldn't tell that was who that was doing the little heart thing. So they're suggesting that it wasn't really, really DeMar. Okay. This is awesome. I'm glad that people are suggesting this because it's stupid and hilarious. But you never know.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I mean, DeMar has become big business. Now, the Bills fucked everything up by losing that game. Jesus. All right. So, with that in mind, this dad decided to take a page from, not really, because Jeremy Renner getting hurt in the snowcat thing was just insane and kind of stupid that it happened to him in the first place. But the only similarity about this next story is that it involves an injury in the winter from a similar type of device. Okay, so this dad right here in the hospital. All right, you see him. Look at, he's got a smile on his face. He's holding up his hand with his pinky up. I don't know if that's like, hey, hang loose. And he looks a little bit happy, but... And then there's something strange about the picture, though. He's missing a leg. And I don't know if they didn't take the picture before the second surgery began, but he lost both of his legs. So both of his legs are gone, and yet he's still, hey, how's it going? He's got like he's smiling. So I don't know if he's on really good drugs or what, but this fucker is a legend. Okay. A father is now a double amputee. The family was at a vacation at a popular California ski resort. Dave Milne and his wife, Claire, they had their two young children with them. 3-year-old Isla and 1-year-old Anna. And they're getting these kids on skis at a young age. Cool. At Mammoth Mountain in Northern California on the morning of December 15th, and a motorized snowblower collided with him and his family. I cannot figure out how that happened. Are those normally really fast-moving machines? Very strange. I don't know the particulars of how the incident happened. This dude's from Australia visiting. He was an Australian Defense Force veteran who had been living in San Diego, I guess. He wasn't visiting. He lived there. Threw his body over the kids in an attempt to prevent them from being pulled into the machine. Now, this not only is a crazy story because it's similar to like how Jared and somewhat to how Jeremy Renner was hurt, but it also goes hand in hand with all of our stories about terrible ways to die. But this guy's not dead. According to a GoFundMe started to help the family following the horrific incident, Dave was able to keep the one child unharmed, the 1-year-old. But the 3-year-old did sustain significant injuries. But will survive. Authorities were quick to get there and help out the couple's oldest daughter. And like I said, she had to have, she was badly hurt. She did has had to go through several surgeries, but this is the little peanut now. And she is going to make a full physical recovery, the little girl. So that is great news. She doesn't look happy there. I mean, she's got her little, looks to be like a dolly or a blanket or something like that. And a little squishmallow. And legs appear to be all bandaged up and probably some extensive recovery time. But she is going to survive, and so is Dad. But here's the kicker. Dad had to spend over an hour ground up in the machine until rescuers were able to free him, remaining conscious the whole time. So it chewed off his legs. Getting him out, they had to hack off his legs, one above the knee and below the knee on the right. And let's see. I think he's smiling in this picture because he's probably having an understanding that the GoFundMe is going to be hefty and the lawsuit is going to be insane. I mean, your daughter was badly injured. Your legs were gnawed off by your stupid machine. This is 1,000,000% negligent on the resort. I would start at $100 million and then work my way up. Think about that. That's why this guy is stoked. Jesus, I would be too. All right. Dave was transported to Reno to treat his extensive wounds. The heroic father additionally suffered a variety of fractures, has undergone over 10 surgeries in the past 3 weeks. That's 10 mil of surgery, in my opinion, with many more to come. Despite his life-changing injuries, Dave still maintains his dark sense of humor and razor-sharp wit. Oh, I can tell you, I'd like this guy. Talks about the daughter, how the family is doing. Dave has a long path to recovery, and he's going to go back to Australia. Isla is still in her wheelchair, but appears to be slowly getting back to her old self, smiling more and asserting herself a little more. She's such a strong and brave little girl. Wife Claire's managing the family. And she's going to have to get used to that. She's going to have to get used to running things and managing the estate because of the millions of dollars that you are going to get in the lawsuit. As we look right now, the GoFundMe, you see, this isn't a very profitable GoFundMe. All right. We're dating back to December 15th. So a month and a half later, and there's only 78,000 of the 100,000 needed to reach the goal. So, and that is because all you have here is a badly hurt child and a man whose legs got ground off by a snow machine. And that is just does not move the meter on GoFundMe. We all know that.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.